This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Globe. And Chris Young is going to join us here in just a minute.
The doors have opened, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they
have. Right.
It
the
is
fans
here.
Are flowing.
And so is the beer already. You could see some stumblers. You see that guy stumbling right there into,
I
the,
did.
Into
the gate? They've been partying, man.
Oh, I know the feeling there coming into a ballpark.
Yeah. This really is it's not quite to the same level, don't get me wrong, but it has that the parade vibe of
absolutely
just everybody's
does.
In a fantastic mood.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is ready to have an amazing time, and the looks on their faces tell me they've been having an amazing time for the last couple of hours on what is a beautiful day outside here,
it's
beautiful
a fantastic
baseball day.
Yeah, and Texas Live has been popping next door. I mean, the crowd is huge.
This is essentially the closing ceremonies of the World Series championship, the final chapter of the offseason of greatness, the greatest offseason of our baseball lives. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Then we'll get some 2024 projections. And I want to ask you guys, if these projections come through, would you be happy or disappointed? Orioles lead the Angels. It's 5-1 in the fourth, Brian. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the thing with the Orioles, I'm kind of like, that's the team that I'm kind of like, everybody's talking about them as the, like, they're maybe a wild card team, and then all of a sudden
make the run to the World Series.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking them.
It's crazy.
Well, now you got new ownership. I mean, there's a belief that at the trade deadline, they're going to be pumping some money into that thing if they need to make any moves. Corbin Burns, their new offseason acquisition, 7 Ks, 1 run, 1 hit. Across 4 innings, he's looking really good for them, and they've got a lot of good young talent. So, I mean, I can understand it, but not quite as good young talent as our Texas Rangers.
No, sir. The World Series champions, as we're joined now by the general manager of your Rangers. Chris Young has joined us each week for the last couple of seasons. And last year, it was amazing to watch how steadfast he was in the confidence of his ball club as they stumbled down the stretch. His confidence never wavered, and he was rewarded with a championship, bringing the championship to his native DFW for the first time in franchise history. Chris, thank you so much once again, and a good afternoon to you. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, man.
Yeah,
this
what
is
a
amazing.
Special day.
It is.
What's top of mind for you? Is it the celebration and the festivities or you know, being competitive every day? Where's your mindset?
For top of mind for me is winning a baseball game.
Yeah.
And that's where my focus is, but I've also talked to a lot of colleagues throughout the league who've had experiences like this where they've been able to celebrate special accomplishments the year before, and everyone has said, take it in, enjoy it, that it's well-deserved, it's earned, and I hope for all of our players and especially for all of our fans that they're all able to enjoy what is a historic day in Texas Rangers history, and I'm so excited for it. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm just thrilled. I'm exhausted from the last week of spring training and roster decisions. And the excitement of opening day last night kept me up, and I'm so happy for our fans.
Knowing your guys, though, they're going to be ready to get focused and play ball when it's time, right?
Oh, yeah, I was downstairs with them. They're ready to go. They understand it's a celebration of last year, and then we're turning the page, and we're moving to 2024, and we have work to do.
You know, Gavin, bringing up your guys, I think that's something that was so special last year, the clubhouse, having the right type of people, and that's something you've talked to us about, you and Kip. When you're on the road and you're looking for the draft, I mean, what Wyatt Langford's done, what Evan Carter did, Can you kind of tell us a little bit about what the description is of what you're looking for? Because these guys have come in, they're super young at 21, but they've got kind of the attitude like they're 30. They're veterans.
Well, really, there's no secret sauce to it. It's simply really talented baseball players who are great people who are going to maximize their potential. And it's our job to help them do that, and it's their job to utilize every resource that we can provide them. And we have that. And I think last year it showed. And I always say it's not about the most talented team. It's about the right team. And I think last year summed that up. This was a great team, and they came together when it mattered most. When their backs were up against the wall, they found a way. And I believe in the character of the group, the character of the coaching staff, the leadership in the dugout, and really, really excited to see what this team can accomplish this year.
Thank you for helping me with the word character. That's exactly what I was looking for. They're the right character. The roster decisions, you had some tough ones, I imagine, which speaks to the depth of your roster.
Well, it was, and unlike any spring training I've ever been a part of, either as a player or as a general manager, the competition in camp this spring was amazing, and it was really great to see. There were really tough decisions, which makes my job hard, but in the end, that's what we want. And there were a number of players who did not make the team, who had pitched well enough or played well enough to be on the opening day roster, and players who are going to end up in Round Rock that we're going to need throughout the season. So I think the depth of that 40-man roster, and really beyond that, a lot of non-roster guys too, that depth is going to become critical over the course of the season. We saw it last year, and there's no doubt we're going to sustain injuries. We're going to have underperformance at certain times, and there are going to be guys that earn a promotion, and we're going to lean on those guys to help get us back to where we want to go.
Chris, how do you, when you set up your roster, how do you think about, is it a big picture thing about getting through the first month of the season, or is it bigger than that? Is it like, are you looking at it and saying, okay, well, I've got to get through this stretch. I've got 17 games in 17 days. How is that work into how you're building your roster setting it up?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, from a coaching staff perspective, I think they look day-to-day, and their job is to win on a nightly basis. And my job is to look at the big picture and understand over the course of the season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're going to find a way to win, 90, 95, 100 games, whatever it may take. That said, I don't think it's productive to look to, August and September when we have such a big month ahead of us in April. So really, I try to look at it in 2 to 3 week segments and understand kind of where we are roster-wise, what the schedule looks like, where our off days are, where we may need additional help, who's playing well at AAA, who's hot, who's struggling here, and just try to figure out how we're going to get the best roster together over the next several weeks to win as many games as possible. Really, winning series is the goal. If we can win, 2 out of every 3 games, we're going to be in great shape.
Expectations for Langford just, through the roof, I think, for fans because of the spring that he had. How possible is it? How realistic is it that he could just keep on destroying like he has since you drafted him?
Look, Wyatt has earned his way to the big leagues. It's not because we are giving him anything. He's proven and passed every step, every test, every step of the way. And he's here because he deserves to be here. He's here because he's one of the 13 best position players on our roster right now. And And I can't tell you. I'm not smart enough to tell you what the ceiling is for him. I just know that he has exceeded everything that we've expected from him thus far and continues to excel. And we just are having fun watching him. But he is a tremendous person. He is an unbelievably talented baseball player. And he continues to learn, continue to grow. He's got that character and that makeup that we want to see, and I'm so excited for our fans to get to know him.
Okay, so speaking of a ceiling, Ray Davis, Q&A in the morning news today. A great read for Rangers fans. I left it more optimistic of his commitment. I was like, man, this is a good read. This get me excited. But it seems like we're at a spending ceiling. Ray talking about using other kinds of currency with prospects to enhance the team. How comfortable are you right now with the owner of this club and, how that all comes together with team building?
Well, I think first and foremost, Ray deserves so much credit for everything that's happened here. I mean, you look at the state of this franchise and what we've been able to accomplish, the commitment that he's made financially to our fans. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. First, by walking in this beautiful building, this is the best ballpark in baseball, and Ray delivered this ballpark to our fans to give them the best in-game entertainment experience in terms of viewership there is. And so then you couple that with the payroll and what we've had and where he's taken it the last couple years. He's really set this franchise up to win, and he deserves all the credit for that because he's given us the resources, and it's paid off with the team we have on the field.
It seems like he's really sharp on what it's going to take to win.
Yeah, Ray is. He's a very sharp businessman. He's locked in. He's engaged. I love our relationship and being able to talk to him on an almost daily basis about a lot of our moves or transactions and just big picture thinking as well. And he's got great perspective, and I'd be crazy not to lean on him. He's been unbelievably successful, and I continue to learn from him.
I love the accountability about developing pitchers that he showed in there. I think fans wanted to hear that, from the top. What have you guys actioned to try to improve that?
Well, I think, over the last several years, we finally have had some continuity in our player development system. And this is year three of the same farm director, the same field coordinator, same pitching coordinator, same hitting coordinator. And so prior to that, there was a lot of turnover. It was a little bit of a revolving door. And when you don't have continuity, philosophies change, and it makes it hard for players to understand what the expectation is. But we have a very good system in place. I think that's highlighted by the fact that we were Baseball America's Organization of the Year last year, that every affiliate played winning baseball, and several of them were playoff contenders, and then certainly the big league team benefited as well. So I think we're doing some things really, really well on the farm. There's always room for improvement, and our pitching development is a critical focus for us. But I think this year we're going to see the fruits of the labor in terms of some of the continuity and the philosophies and systems that have been put in place over the last couple of years. And, as I talk to my colleagues throughout the league, a lot of them who I think have pitching figured out will tell me there's no special sauce to this. It's just sometimes you get lucky, you get the right guys. Now, there is a developmental component to this, but I think with some of the arms we have coming, it's about to pay off.
How much of that do you feel like is a strength for the bullpen going into this season as you look at that throughout the course?
Yeah, as I evaluated our spring training, the biggest areas of competition were in our bullpen, and I felt like we had a pretty solid core with the five guys that were really established on the team: David Robertson, Kirby Yates, Josh Spores, Jose Leclerc, and Brock Burke. And then, for those last three spots, there was a ton of competition, and these guys, almost every single one of them, performed so well. It was amazing, both internal NRIs, on-roster guys, and external NRIs. And a lot of those guys have chosen, the external ones who had opt-outs at the end of spring, have chosen to stay in Round Rock and wait their turn, and we couldn't be more grateful for that, and I think it's going to serve us well as the season goes.
How different was the conversation when, say, 365 days ago when you walked into Bruce Bochy's office for opening day? How different was that conversation when you walked in and said, "Hey, Skip, checking on you, everything good?" What was that conversation like when you, you guys both being world champions?
Two nights ago, today it was very calm and normal, and just like it was in the playoffs last year. 2 days ago before the exhibition for Boston, I walked in, he was sitting in his chair, and he was kind of quiet and didn't look up, and I said, "Hey, Skip, you nervous today?" And he got a good chuckle out of it, but Boch is the best. I just can't. And working with him has been so much fun. It brings me so much joy. I truly look forward to coming in here every day and going down there and having great conversations with him. We talk baseball, we talk life, and and we laugh a ton, and I just love him to death, and you can see what he's meant to our team. Our players love him, and he's the best.
How much fun are the conversations going to be with, like, you and Bochy with this lineup and the offensive firepower? It just seems like the versatility is insane, and no matter what a team throws out there, you guys have answers offensively.
Yeah, that's one of the great things of where we are with the offense is that we do have a lot of answers, and I think we have a lot of different ways, a lot of different matchups and solutions to the opponent, no matter what they throw at us. And so, you know, and sometimes those make for hard conversations too, because you can overthink it or you can get a little too analytical. I think ultimately we trust our guys, we trust the talent, and we also trust their collective buy-in and their willingness to move up and down the order. I think Evan Carter's hitting 8 tonight, and he may be in the 2-hole tomorrow, the 3-hole tomorrow. So you just, you know, these guys don't have egos. They're about winning, and they're about trusting their manager, trusting the process, and it speaks to the character of the group.
Well, congrats again on the success, and thank you so much for being generous with your time, man. We appreciate it so much.
No, I love seeing you guys. Happy opening day. Let's get a win tonight, all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
Drink to that, indeed. There he goes, General Manager Chris Young here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. I believe Chief has a hodgepodge or a rim session, something like that, coming up next right here. It's the GMAC Nation live at the Globe. Coverage brought to you by Whataburger. You can use the app or visit whataburger.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.